This is what Central Falls needs to dig out. First of all, they've got a budget gap of $5.6 million. That's just to balance their 2011 budget. But then they owe $80 million in pension funds. What's going to happen here? What will it take?
That's a great question. It's a very large unfunded liability for a small town. What's going to happen is a bankruptcy judge will now have to decide what kind of cuts are going to have to be made here. Central Falls' problem is really a pension problem. It's an employee benefit problem, not a debt problem.
And we see that all over the country. What's the likely resolution? What should happen?
In this case, a judge will again decide what kind of cuts are going to have to be made to the benefits. And whether this is going to happen in other Rhode Island towns is a great question. There are about a dozen towns in Rhode Island or more that have very large unfunded pension obligations relative to their budgets.
And that's exactly what Harriet Lloyd, the executive director of the Rhode Island Statewide Coalition, had to say recently. She was quoted as saying, what has happened to Central Falls should vividly demonstrate to all elected leaders that the mountain of unfunded liability in local pension plans can and will topple communities if they are not addressed this year. You know, I look at what's going on in the national stage. We have